Okay, hello. Today is was Sunday, May the 5th, and we saw an exciting game here at North Maple Regional Park between Guelph United, traveled up to play Vaughan Azzurri, and it was a close game, but Vaughan won in the end 3-1, and I have a good sport here as head coach Justin Springer, we'll talk about you know, how the beginning of the season's going. But how about first, your thoughts on tonight's game?
Yeah, I thought tonight's game was not only an exciting one, but, you know, when you're coming in against a top opponent like Vaughan, certainly got to make sure that you're very well prepared, very well organized, and you always know that it's going to be very, very, very difficult, you know, 90 minutes when you come to this park, for sure. Yeah, I thought our boys did well. I thought we had some great moments. Certainly coming out of this with some ideas and with some items that we certainly need to strengthen among our group. So definitely learned a lot tonight. But I thought we had some great moments tonight, and definitely some opportunities to build from, for sure.
And your players, are they? I sort of recognized a lot of the names, but are they also doing double duty by playing for the university, or they're
we've got some of our squad that aren't only just playing out of the University of Guelph, but are also a part of Santa Fex, Guelph Humber, TMU, and a lot of different U Sports schools.
Very nice. Okay, great. Now, this season, for the first time, there's no playoffs, and so how important is it for you to get off to a good start to try and win the league championship? Because that's all there is. You got to be first.
Yeah. Certainly from the mentality standpoint, you know, you definitely want to get off to a good start, but I think, you know, the goal is simple. You got to pick up as many points as possible, and truly every single game really matters just that much more, so I wouldn't say just getting off to a good start, but ensuring that, you know, you simply pick up a lot of points this season, for sure.
Yeah, I guess, you know, you can't look ahead and think, well, we'll win against them and against them, like in past years with the 21 teams. You say Waterloo, you know, no disrespect to them, I can say that, I guess, but, you know, say, there's no sure wins down to 12 teams.
Yeah, and especially with the promotion relegation, yeah, for sure. I mean, when you're competing against the top 12 teams day in and day out, you know, it makes those points that much more valuable because you know that they're so hard to get.
Yeah, and right off the wire, we got Burlington and Scrisapi. 6 points already, 2 wins, no losses, and wow, Scrisapi, who just ran away last year, they haven't had a home game yet. They'll play next week, and they're back in their hometown of Milton, not playing up on Ontario Soccer Center. So that's one to watch. Now, there's also a League Cup they brought back after quite a few years. Different strategy. I saw the team you're actually going to be playing against. They're called the Borough, but they're at League Two. I would say, well, they beat a team in a higher division than them, Pickering, but it was like that was the weather, the elements, you know, the storm, the wind. Maybe that was a great equalizer, but you guys have an advantage that you'll be the home team against them, and you're playing at the Centennial Bowl, I think you
yep.
said. Not the school, so more intimate field. What do you think that the home field advantage will be and playing against a brand new team like them, which you don't know much about?
Yeah, I think home field advantage is something to desire in every single game. You know, certainly from a player comfort standpoint, you know, from a pitch standpoint, our guys are playing in there. Well, they played out of there all last season, and they're going to be playing out of there again all of this season. So they're very familiar with the space. They're very familiar with, you know, the overall pitch and the feel of the pitch and the speed of the pitch. And so certainly having that throughout their or for this first game in the cup anyways, yeah, I think it's definitely something that we hope we can capitalize on, and definitely put together a good performance.
Right. Okay. And that's the round of 16. Then there's another game and another game.
Yeah.
But it's all just one game and one game knockouts. And let's see, just to finish, you played against your old head coach, Carmen Izacco. When you came over and got into coaching, you thought, you know, you'd like to get into coaching. Did you take anything from Carm, or now playing against him is like you can, you know, look him in the eye and say, yeah, good to see you again?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, you know, I got a lot of respect for Carm. Not only, you know, coaching alongside him, but playing for him, both out of York United, because he was part of that coaching staff.
Yes, that's true.
But also, you know, throughout my time with Vaughn, and you know, he's definitely somebody that knows the game very, very, very well. And I think I even take something from all of my head coaches that I've worked with, you know, from a playing capacity and from a coaching capacity. And I certainly have a lot of great mentors that I look up to, you know, from Keith Mason to Carm to, you know, Jack Spacey, who was part of my national program for a little bit.
Yes.
You know, I've got a lot of different excellent mentors that I take a little bit of information from this, and then I kind of create my own identity, or I have been able to kind of create my own identity, and some things that, you know, worked really well, a part of those mentorships, and some things that may not have, that, you know, I can then turn into positive. Yeah. So I definitely think that I'm of the mindset to, you know, always seek the good in things, and, you know, try to take some things that, that you just learn and implement and make your own.
I don't know if you customize your play for a particular player, like some guy is just great at corner kicks but only on the left side or something like that. I guess you just have to adapt when a player comes in, or if he's twice as fast as anyone else.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yep. And then have your team play to their strengths, for sure.
Okay. Well, thank you for that interview. And let me just do something.